Hello and welcome to News from the Bunker. My name is Mark and we're going to get right into it today. It seems that crime is increasing in some of the major cities across America ever since there's been talk of defunding the police and in some cases getting rid of the police departments entirely. It's really kind of a no-brainer that this would have happened, especially since you're seeing many, many criminals being released early from detention centers due to the coronavirus. So, yeah, crime's going to go up. And these people that would like to get rid of the police departments and put in some sort of social worker system, I just don't think that's going to do too well for them. So it's cities like New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Minneapolis. I mean, this is what happens when you don't have a police force. That is the thin blue line, as they say, that keeps that veil of civility intact. And we've increasingly watched it begin to tear. And people are now starting to take protecting themselves into their own hands, such as the couple that went outside of their home with their AR-15 and a handgun as people had broken down the gate to the gated community and were walking past them. And now they've actually gone in and taken their guns away. And yet people can loot and kill. And that seems to be okay. So as this continues, it will be very interesting to watch what happens across our country as a lot of sheriffs now are starting to speak up and say it's time for the citizens to arm themselves. There's a sheriff in Florida that has said that and has even gone as far as to say he will deputize all legal gun owners if the need becomes something that needs to be done as rioters continue to try to move into other communities across America. So, time will tell whether or not this is a good idea to defund the police and try to get rid of these police departments. I think reform is in order. Police departments, I think, have lost a lot of that protect and serve mentality, but there's still a lot of good police officers out there, a lot of good police departments out there. And I don't think you should throw out the baby with the bathwater for a few that have not been doing their jobs and following their oath that they took when they became police officers. Workers going back to work in America are starting to clash with each other over the new social distancing and cleanliness mandates that are being handed down to them. Jobs that they used to have before all of this, where they could go and enjoy the company of those they worked with. And now all that's been changed. So there's barricades going up between cubicles. People are putting little paperclip chains so nobody goes into their cubicles. Some people are just excessively cleaning with Lysol. And it's really the dividing and conquering of this country as we begin to see these mandates being put in place, first through executive order, and then eventually they'll just make laws out of it as they are starting to fine people for not wearing masks and not following the rules. But really, it's a large psychological mind blow to America because you have some that totally have accepted this new normal and are wearing their mask and they're locking everything down and they're cleaning excessively and really creating OCD mentality out of people that maybe never had, you know, that sort of trait before. And then you have some that don't see it at all as an issue and don't want to wear the mask, don't want to clean or any of that. So I think, you know, we need to take a logical look at both sides of the issue because there are arguments on both sides. There are scientists and doctors saying that the mask work and the cleaning all the time works. And there are, you know, doctors and scientists on the other side saying that it's just pointless. And you really have to look at the process. So if you're wearing a mask for days on end, taking it off, putting it down on the counter, putting it back on, that's not what they would be doing in a healthcare style work environment. So that mask is contaminated now. And the real downside of all this too is all these masks now are being thrown away. Millions. Mask, rubber gloves, nitrate gloves, all of these things that we're using, cleansing bottles, are all now going into the landfill. We're seeing masks and gloves showing up in the streets of America. These are contaminated materials, technically, and yet they're not being disposed of as they would be in a healthcare environment. So for those selling the new green order, how does that fit into that narrative? Because now you have all these contaminated, you know, non-biodegradable materials just being thrown away, either on the street or in the landfills. So this is something we need to think about in a larger picture mindset, is really step back and look at what's going on. Yes, we have a virus going across the world. Around 500,000 people have died from it. There's, what, 7.5 billion people on this planet? So when you start to look at those numbers, you know, they don't add up for what we're doing. You know, we're knocking down our environmental standards so that we can follow these mandates. We're crashing our economies. Over 500,000 people that have died. Even if it's a million, even if it's 2 or 3 million. The Spanish flu did 50 to 100 million people, and there was far less people on the planet at that time. This isn't that. So we need to really stop and think about what we're doing and find somewhere in the middle that will work, because this virus is here. It's going to go through like all viruses do, and it's going to run its course. And all we're really doing is delaying the inevitable. You know, people are going to get sick from it. Some are not going to get all that sick. Some will get more sick from it. Some will die from it, usually the older or people with compromised immune systems. And this is normal with any virus. So I think it's time that we really stop and think about what we're doing to not only our workers going back to work, but our school children going back to school now that are forced to stay within a little box that's painted on the ground. And that's how they're supposed to play now. We're conditioning them. And this is the frightening part of what we're seeing. And this is the mind control part of it. This has nothing to do with our health. This has everything to do with compliance and control, not unlike prisons. And I don't think any of us signed up for this when we accepted our jobs. This was not in the job description, yet we're being paid the same amount of money to do all of these mandates now. And quite honestly, if it's that dangerous, we should all get paid more. And there's going to come a time when we're just going to have to move forward in life, as they have done with every other pandemic throughout history. You know, none of those pandemics are still here. They have all ran their course and life went on. So it's something that we really need to think about before we just start falling into this and not questioning anything. Being a skeptic is a good thing. When you're not skeptical and you are so mindset on one way or the other, that's not a good thing. So it's time that we all stop and think and start doing our own studying and making our own decisions and speaking out. You know, you can write letters to your congressman. You can go to board meetings. You can do things to speak out, as some have begun to do across this country. So it appears that Americans are rediscovering camping. It has actually gone up 400% over this time last year, and many people are discovering camping for the first time. RV sales are up, RV rentals are up. People are getting out because they've been locked down for months on end during the first part of this year. And this summer, they're wanting to get out, which is a good thing. Because when you get out in nature and you get away from the cities, your mind begins to clear. You're able to see animals in nature. You're able to breathe that clean air. You're able to hike and exercise, sleep under the stars, to see the night sky and all of the awesomeness of the stars that you do not see in the cities. To share campfires with people. And the true meaning of life really comes out when you do these activities. So I commend all Americans that are getting out and rediscovering camping and just roughing it. And it's good to get out in that clean air, you know. I mean, and the sun is shining, which we know that kills the coronavirus, any virus for that matter, that's exposed on surfaces. So this is a good time for America to rediscover these beautiful parks that President Teddy Roosevelt got that ball rolling back in 1905 when he created the modern-day version of the U.S. Forest Service, as we know it now. And Woodrow Wilson, in 1916, created the National Park Service. And that's why we have all these beautiful parks now that we can enjoy, because of forward-thinking men and women that saw real benefit in preserving the lands of America, the beautiful mountains, the beaches, the deserts that all Americans and people from around the world can go experiencing these beautiful places. So think about that next time you're feeling a little cooped up. Camping is a pretty low economical impact on any budget. It doesn't take a whole lot to do it. You can camp right out of your car. You can put a bedroll down and just sleep on the ground if you want. So it is a good time to discover that. There's lots of resources. I know at Tucker Survival, we're going to be getting into a lot of things in regards to camping and putting camping kits together, how to make fires and things of this nature. So I want to thank you for joining News from the Bunker today. If you'd like to find out more about things going on in the world and in regards to survival and self-sufficiency, go to tuckersurvival.com. You can also check out our podcast and also our blogs. We cover a wide range of subjects, like I say, from camping to survival and just self-sufficiency, gardening, things of this nature. We'll be adding stuff all the time, and we'll be opening a store soon as well to start selling camping and survivalist related items. So be looking for that. So again, I want to thank you for joining News from the Bunker. My name is Mark, and you have a safe and wonderful day out there. News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival and is produced by MBJ Media Services.